Joseph Mullen says being open about subjects like overdose and recovery is critical to healing a community overwhelmed by substance use disorder.
The age of people that has been dying has been a lot younger than what you would anticipate. Not only due to the drug epidemic, but they have been a lot of more deaths due to just people not caring about their lives like they used to.
Mullins is a local minister and director of the Mullins Family Funeral Home in Warfield, Kentucky. Before he worked in the funeral home business, he was the Martin County coroner. Mullins' work now allows him to deal with the opioid crisis on a more personal level.
To me, I think that when you view your loved one, it is very important to the family that you bring back to their remembrance not someone that had been sick, but someone that had been healthy and someone that had a lot of life to them and someone that looks younger than what they do now.
But giving someone a respectful send-off doesn't mean you have to ignore the cause of death, Mullen says, even if it was an overdose.
I would like for the families to be more open about it. A lot of families don't like that idea, I guess because they're thinking, well, they're the reason they're here or whatever, and they want to shove things under the rug a lot of times.
Mullen says there's no use in trying to hide or ignore an overdose. He thinks the most important thing is to be open and honest in these situations, and that acknowledging the reality might even save someone else's life.
It was sad that when I would get called out on a coroner's call, when they would call me and told me what area to go to, I knew the cause of death before I got there. And that's sad that you know an area that well, that you can judge what the person died from before you even get to them. And I mean, I just think that with more education and more teaching our people more about it, I think they would be more, they wouldn't be so quick to go into doing what they're doing.